Father brings it out from Rami Rutenberg, when he was married, when every set feels better, he would say in the morning, at the end of Birkat Shachar, after Mavir Shein, and by doing so, he would accomplish something called Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto. Because Leret does not begin with a Bracha, but we know there's a concept called Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto, and that is, that even though many Brachas were initially set up without a Bracha preceding them, they don't begin Baruch Atah Hashem, but there's a benefit to going into a Bracha with a Baruch Atah Hashem. So we do it a lot of times before one Bracha, which does not begin with a Baruch, directly, immediately after a Bracha, which has a Baruch at the end, and therefore you go one into the other, even though the two Brachas have no real connection, you're going from one into the other, just as if you started off with the extra benefit of Baruch Atah Hashem before the second Bracha. A classic case in point would be, the majority of us every morning say Ashi Yotzar, and right after Ashi Yotzar, you go straight into Elikai Neshama. The reason for that is that Elikai Neshama Sassatami does not start with a Bracha, but they add the extra benefit of having a Bracha at the end of Ashi Yotzar. There are other reasons for this as well, but the very basic reason, ending off Ashi Yotzar would be Baruch Atah Hashem. Going into Elikai Neshama Sassatami would be starting off Baruch Atah Hashem by putting a Smucha L'Kavito. So the Erech does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. Shulchan Aruch brings down that from the Merami, Rutenberg is advisable to go ahead and do so. The Mishmaru takes it much further. He makes it sound like it's really Iker Halacha, one should be doing this. He says, if you're stuck, you don't have a choice. Okay, so what do you do? You say, Shulchan Aruch without it. But really, it's an Iker Halacha, one has to go ahead and do this in a fashion. Even though, it's very interesting, even though Chazal did not set up the Shulchan Aruch this way, they could very well have done it that way. For every reason, they chose not to, and one should go ahead and do this. Now, the question is, how do you do that? The best way to do this is to find a bracha, which they call the bracha arucha, a longer bracha, which ends off, it starts Baruch Atah Hashem, has a longer portion, ends off Baruch Atah Hashem, and from that you go into Tzimus Derech. A classic case would be, you go ahead and you eat something various beforehand, you end off Al Mechio, so you say, at the end of Al Mechio, Baruch Atah Hashem, and from that you go directly, straight into Rabbing Masik, directly into Tzimus Derech. That would be the best way, any bracha that ends off like that. Ashi Yotzar as well would work. If someone went to the bathroom on the way, on a trip, so then he can go ahead, say Tzimus Derech afterwards, and again, he'll have the Baruch Atah Hashem and go straight into that. Let's say you don't have that option, so what else can you do? A lesser option would be, even not ending off the full-fledged Baruch Atah Hashem, the case would be a Baruch Nefashah. Baruch Nefashah ends off Baruch Hei HaElamim. It has a Baruch, but doesn't have Baruch Atah Hashem. That too would have a benefit. So if you don't have the Zionist, go ahead and say Baruch Nefashah. If you're really stuck, there's a question, can you go ahead and say just a Shahatzel, or just a Mezainis, or just a Bracha Reach? Go ahead and smell something which requires a Bracha, would that count as well? First of all, the question that really counts the Bracha Smukha Tavrata, you need a longer Bracha. But also, there's another problem here. If you go ahead and make a summon, you're going to have to do is you go ahead and smell something first. Some sites would suggest that would be a hashtag between two Brachas, and you would lose whatever you're attempting to gain. Likewise, you can make a Shahakal or any other Bracha Rishonim. You weren't holding by saying, you know, Bracha Karni. You're just going to go ahead right now and eat something. You make a Bracha Rishonim, you have to go ahead and taste something first. You don't have to speak, but tasting alone is a question that's a hashtag. So if all else fails, go ahead and do that. That would work. But that's not really an ideal option. So ideally, once you go ahead and say, again, Alamitio or a longer Bracha like that, or Ashriyot, or something similar to that. And if you can't, go ahead and say Bar Nefashah. So the lowest level would be a Bracha Rishonim. Now, just a quick case here. What would happen if you go ahead and you're traveling? You mentioned it quite a few times already. And the halacha is you have to take Tzimus Derech within the first 4 kilometers of the point of departure from the city. So let's say you're going ahead. Let's say, you know, case in point over here. You're on the Champlain Bridge. And you realize you're stuck. You start eating something before. And you're eating now on the bridge. And you realize you haven't said Tzimus Derech yet. So if you go ahead and say Alamichio, you'll lose that benefit of the 4 kilometers. By the time you're done, so we pass that zone. What should you do? Which takes precedence? Going ahead to Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto or trying to nail the first 4 kilometers? So on that, it seems, it will depend on one's Ashkenazi, one's Sadi. The whole concept of the first 4 kilometers is that even though Shitas Rashi is not brought down at all in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down by the Ramah. So if a Sadi would carry less weight, Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto is indeed quoted by the L'Chaver, therefore it would make sense for Sardim to go ahead and wait even longer, or even if you lose the first 4 kilometers, go ahead and wait and get the Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto. On the other hand, Ashkenazim would stand to reason, the Ramah again is quoting the first 4 kilometers are critical, at least in Shitas Rashi. We pass that point, the many people have not been Yitzhak, so you know, we possibly should say it, but it's the it. That being the case, it makes more sense to give up the Bracha Smukha L'Chaverto, which is a benefit, it's a benefit. But it's better to give up that benefit and nail the Iker Halacha, which is to go ahead and say, it's better within the first 4 kilometers. One notable exception to this rule, and that is, mentioned earlier, what happens if somebody's traveling? He sleeps overnight along the way. So in case he takes a full-fledged sleep overnight, he stays in the hotel overnight, he wakes up in the morning, he's ready to continue. In that case, he's already on the way. In that case, he can take Tzimus Derech, and he should take Tzimus Derech before he even gets to the car. As he's ready to leave the waypoint and move on to his final destination, or his next destination, he should be saying Tzimus Derech right away, unlike when he leaves the original city, where he has to wait till he gets out of the city. In that case, one can say Birkat Shachar, which is actually the original case of Rami Rittenberg, what he used to do, he would say Birkat Shachar, at the end of Birkat Shachar, from Avi Yashenu, he would go ahead and go straight into Tzimus Derech. In that case, because you're already on the trip, you have the liberty to go ahead and say it with Birkat Shachar, and that we have a very easy solution on how to get Birkat Shachar.